This is Fat Chance!
Hello, Internet, and welcome to the seventh edition of the Fat Chance podcast. We are now officially recognised, at least by ourselves anyway, as the Premier League of podcasts when it comes to rating and creating football chants. Each week we will take a number of established football chants and listener submitted football chants. We will perform them, discuss them, and eventually run them through our NASA calibrated scoring machine, thus at the end of the show crowning our Fat Chant of the week. Amongst the chanting madness, we will also have some of our features, old and new, regular and irregular. If that's not enough to keep you going, you can descend to the internet and voice your praise or complaints via our Twitter handle, Fat Chance Pods. I'm going to introduce the guys because it's my favourite part of the show. Just keep it brief, lads.
Fucking hell, honestly, right.
Another stand innovation.
Mr. Terry Wogan, ladies and gentlemen.
I take it my intro went down well. Thank you, guys. Thank you. It just keeps getting better.
It
is. You know, I'm hitting my side with the intro. I really am enjoying it.
That was great. That was more than an intro.
Thank you very much. I'm not even finished, really. It was a caveat. I appreciate the applause, but I've still got...
There's a caveat. Why did you address
that? I'm going to run from right to left, guys. Say hello, shout down your mic, let us know you're on. Mickey Piquet.
I am here.
You're on. Tom Ross.
Hello.
Nipper.
Hello.
I feel bad that I only know you as Nipper.
It's all right. It's for the best.
And Paul. Again, don't know your surname, Paul.
Present.
Eisenhower. Everybody's microphone's working. We're all present and correct. Guys, 2 weeks since the last podcast. What a 2 weeks we've had. Amazing scenes.
It's been quiet.
We've gone viral for the second time in a row with Bucket Man. We will discuss that. Yeah. We've broken into the top 100 sports podcast charts. Yep. We will come back to that. And
that
we are also
good,
sitting on the cusp of a Christmas top 40 single.
You mean top one?
Well, I like your optimism, but I mean, yeah, it's just been mental, guys. Discuss. Yeah. I don't know where to start.
Let's start with a plug.
Definitely.
A metaphorical one. We've got the
plug.
We've got the Bielsa Rhapsody out as a Christmas single. If you are listening to this,
40?
Then it might be out now. Between the week of
13th
and the 20th. Yep. So, yeah, please get involved and download it for a quid.
99p?
If you listen to this, then you must know how to do that.
Yeah, change from a pound, 99p.
Exactly.
Forget Me Not Children. Children's Hospice in Leeds.
Yeah.
It takes 2 seconds.
For a great cause. Forget Me Not Children.
Work.
Really good. So, we just turned something so daft into potentially something that's going to be good. So, hopefully, we'll make some money.
Yeah, I mean, that's the name of the game. Just imagine this, guys, right? The aim of this podcast when we started was to get a ridiculous football chant onto the terraces. We could potentially get a ridiculous football chant into
Christmas
the
number
UK
one.
Top 40.
Stop saying top 40.
We'll aim for the moon, we might just hit the stars.
The mind just boggles. I mean, we're already winners. We're already the Tyson Fury of the football chanting.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe we
fraternity.
Are.
Whatever happens, we're releasing an official single.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Chart true. Eligible.
Wow, we've really come a long way, haven't we?
It's only our seventh podcast.
Seventh podcast single.
Yeah. And if the surviving estate of Freddie Mercury are listening, we mean no offence. Please don't come after us.
The only reason why we didn't do it
money.
Is because we just couldn't be asked. Yeah, that was the only reason. That is it. It's just we can't be asked.
No, didn't we try to look into copyright and
legalities? I emailed like freddie.mercury@hotmail.com. Turns out it's not him.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean,
125.
I think his silence speaks volumes. The fact he didn't get back to us means...
Give me no sign.
Oh, he got back to us, all right.
So, yeah, that's the single.
He more than got back to us, Matt.
I mean, I woke up to some amazing news just a week ago. Tom... you follow these things closely, and the Fat Chance podcast had broke into the top 100, I do believe, of sports and recreation.
So I thought you were going to say happy birthday then. Got me all excited.
Are you
excited. I was like, this is my moment.
It's like a bird, like, it's his birthday week.
He has
like,
a birthday
oh my
week,
God, it's my birthday
it's
this week.
Birth week, isn't it?
So, no, you had a birthday as well, Thomas, so yeah. Happy birthday. You don't want me to say the number. I don't even know the number, but...
Yeah, no, it's four. It's been the big 4-0, mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Old as fuck.
It doesn't have
well
for it.
Being 40, mate.
I am the top 40.
Yeah, so happy birthday
I'll
to you.
I'll be in the top 40 later.
And yeah, the news you delivered just before your birthday.
Yeah.
Breaking into the top 100.
That's
it, mate. Another Fat Chance milestone. Unbelievable scenes.
Yeah, I mean, it's... In sports and recreation, it's a fairly narrow. Well, you say narrow niche. Do you know what? I think there's about 3,000 of them, though. You know, so it's not bad to get in the top.
Clambering up.
There
must be
like
some really. Yeah.
The top 100.
Yeah. And to be fair, we were in and out of it pretty quickly. Like, yeah. I think we peaked at 91 for one day.
So really, we just dipped our toe in it.
Yeah,
really.
Exactly.
There must be quite a lot of shit podcasts out there if we're fucking.
That's what I thought as well. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, it's an accolade we now own. No one can take it off us.
Yeah, no, it just goes to show, though, because to be fair, it's only because we had about 15 really good reviews, I think, and our reviews count towards your position as well, I think.
And none of us have done the reviews, have we?
Do you not struggle to make it sound like a different person after the fifth review,
Tom? Why are we investing in some Russian bots?
Yeah. Do you know what? I've just realised we've literally, for however long we've been on, we've just been boasting. Should we get on with it? Should we not get on with it? It's right to boast, isn't it, but... Oh, is it right to boast for too long?
I'm sure there's a parable in there about not boasting, but let's just get on with the show, shall we?
Fuck yeah, I just thought it's getting a bit boasted, this. Let's get on with the show. We've worked really hard on this.
Somebody quickly tell me what features we're going to have, and then somebody tell
how
me
organized we are.
What we're going to go into in terms of chanting and chants.
Well, okay. So, features, Dickhead to Hero.
Oh, I love a Dickhead to Hero.
We've been struggling to think of people, but this week we had about four.
We have got a couple of great ones. General shit talk, it says here. We have also got...
I think we've covered that one.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a great feature.
Tick.
Manager most likely to be coked up on Christmas Day. That's going to be an interesting one. Guess the goal.
Guess the goal!
And it says here...
With our resident Mystic Meg...
We've got three original chants, three established chants, including one with cabbage in.
Ooh. Is that Cabbage the Band or Cabbage the Vegetable?
Oh, good band, actually, the vegetable.
It's one of our five a day.
How would you rate that vegetable?
That's a separate podcast altogether.
Yeah, let's not break it down. In a number of ways.
An equivalent like scale, like span.
Yeah, I need to get one, don't I? Yeah, rating veg. That's a really good idea.
It's a whole podcast in itself. Yeah, really.
I mean that's the Christmas feature. It's written itself right there. Yeah, the Christmas special.
I'll just have a spliff at midnight and then think all night on that one.
So, Dickhead to Hero, manager most likely to, vegetable of the week, and Scouse Corner. I think we've spoken enough shit to finally go over to you guys for some football chanting, as is the premise of this podcast.
Okay, well, it wouldn't be an episode of Fat Chance unless Mickey P brought... the bastardising of a classic song to the table.
It's easy for you to say.
I know, yeah. If you ruined a classic song, but in a good way. So, yeah, we've
Should we
got
do that.
That
now? Get it out of the way? Because then we...
No, let's warm up first. Let's get the vocal cords warmed up. So the first one's by our very own Paul, a player called Wan-Bissaka, who plays for Roy Hodgson's Crystal Palace, I believe.
Bingo.
He does indeed.
So this is an original chant.
From Paul.
I just thought he deserved it. He's had a cracking start to the season. I think he's making
bloke.
Big in roads. He's a great guy.
He's big in roads, is he, Greece? Interesting.
By the way, listeners, you can actually submit your chants to us via our Twitter handle.
Please do.
As this next one will.
And if you think you can do better than Paul, we'd be more than happy to take on your chants, perform your chants, and give your chants a huge audience.
Give them a chance, you might say.
Give them a chance. Scouse Corner, take it away. Let's have a listen.
Are we taking them away?
Wan-Bissaka, here it goes.
One, two, three, four.
Wan-Bissaka running up the line. Wan-Bissaka running all the line. Wan-Bissaka running all the line. Wan-Bissaka running all the time. Bissaka plays like a winger. He makes us all want a singer. He's our greatest defender. Twitch, 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 twitch. Look out for Roy Hodgson. Run up the line. Put the crossing in time. Oh yeah, I believe you. Run up the line. Put the crossing in time. Oh yeah,
your crossing child.
Very, very good.
That's so much going on.
Yeah, yeah. It's really got complex.
It had accents. Yeah. It had Roy Hodgson.
Yeah.
Bird impressions.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I'm really impressed,
bird
lads.
Bird impressions.
I'm really impressed.
Twit, twit, to-woo, look out, it's Roy Hodgson. What a fucking line.
That's a great channel.
Well, hopefully the Palace faithful will want to take that on.
Why wouldn't he?
Hmm?
You'd be mad not to.
I hope that gets another airing at the end of the show. I'd love to hear it again.
Well, let's find out who the other contenders are.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to have to go on to the next
chapter. It's a quiz show, isn't it?
So the second one's our very own Michael Peter Kerr.
Yes.
And it's a version of the Beatles' When I'm 64, but it's called Now You're 63.
Yeah.
Because Marcelo Bielsa, who's lead manager, is apparently 63 this year.
He is, yeah. So
by the end of this season, apparently he'll be 64.
Well, I was on the way home from a gig listening to Sgt. Pepper's, as one does. And When I'm 64 came on, I thought... If Bielsa's 63, I'm writing it. I'm just gonna have to do it. It's 64 in July.
There's a bit of a love affair going on with you, Mr. Marcelo, at the minute. I mean, yeah. when I was 16 and I was just learning how to play guitar, I used to woo this one particular girlfriend by writing her songs every week, and I'm seeing a very similar. Am I right in saying this is the third song you've written for Mr. Bielsa?
Well, the third one we've heard.
I've written a lot more than three, mate.
How many have you sent them?
It's six at minute I've written.
Do you write the lyrics out in blood or in by your own?
Included.
How many yards do you have to stay away from?
Yeah, we are very close to the ground.
Translates. I mean, they're at themselves.
This is When I'm 63. I mean, what are the chances of Bielsa being 63?
Now I'm 63. I know, Matt. I know. It was great. I had to write it. Right then, let's
the
see
best
if I can
ones write, themselves, write these, as we
words,
all know.
These. The words aren't glued in as much as they should be, but let's do this. All right. Here we go. Now you are older, but when you were born, it was 1955. Now you're coaching Alioski every day. Can you teach him the rule for offside? Saturday match day, 3:15, hoping we will score. 'Cause we really need Leeds back in the big league when you're 64. I'll be older too, and if you say the word, I could play for you. I'll just come on as a sub, mate, and, you know, why not? I could be handy asking for news of players coming in. Can we have some signings, please, in January? The squad is looking remarkably thin. Doing the garden, managing Leeds. Who could ask for more? We really need Leeds back in the big league when you're 64. Every summer we could rent a cottage in the Isle of Wight. It would be quite weird. I'm skins, can you pay? Grandchildren on your knees, they've got Spanish names. You could still call my son Juan. It's time. Send me an email, drop me a line. The championship is tough. Indicate precisely that you mean to say. Sky Sports News are ripping us off. Here's a new contract, fill in the form. Ask forevermore. Please can we see Leeds back in the big league when you're 64?
Mickey, we've got an album.
Very good.
What's that now? We've got Bielsa's Rhapsody.
Yeah.
Bucket Man. And
when now you're 63.
Now you're 63. Yeah. The guy's a genius. Mickey P. Kerr, ladies and gentlemen. Mickey, am I right in thinking you're out on tour next year? You might as well plug it while you're in the spotlight. This is your moment.
Yeah, UK tour, visit my website, Twitter handle.
You haven't got a fucking website, Michael. You can't send picture messages. You haven't got a fucking website.
I'm just presuming it's true.
Just because you put it in a song.
If you hope it.
If I say it, they'll believe it.
Exactly.
To the website.
Just believe it and they will come.
I love that, Mickey.
Superb, mate.
Week on week, you're getting better and better.
Yeah. Cheers, boys. Thanks for the backing.
Yeah. So is that, that's two original chants so far. Scouse Corner, am I right in thinking there's a third?
Yeah, well, we're a bit sick of this Bielsa loving as three Liverpool fans, because these three Liverpool fans here are three of the world's most famous Leeds fans at the moment.
Exactly.
Which doesn't sit very well with us, to be honest. Like, you know, we're doing our bit for charity, but we don't want to be tarred. You know what I mean? Anyway, so it was the derby won it this weekend, Liverpool 11.
Derby.
Yeah. And, you weren't the only ones who won 1-0 by a goalkeeper by the way.
No, yeah.
It was the most hilarious goal you've ever seen.
It was really funny. It was really funny.
There was nothing that wasn't funny about it. There was four minutes of injury time and it was in the 6th minute for a start.
And it was going out of play.
There was a blue flare. They were celebrating their famous 0-0 draw as well with blue flares on the pitch at the time.
Print the DVDs.
Yeah. and then Big Div just popped up.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Jordan just did a bit of an hand there, but yeah, you know, he was there at the right time.
Hilarious, mate. I'm still laughing.
Sometimes a team don't have that type of player that's in the 6-yard box, do they?
Yeah.
He was there, ready.
Yeah. So we had a couple of contenders here. Where I don't know which one to go with actually.
So were
we'll
these
go
all
with your pina colada one?
Were these all made up post Liverpool victory? So
literally within 10 minutes of the goal
The pina colada one was the one we're going to perform.
Perform? You can call it that.
It was made up about 7 minutes before the goal.
It was Azarigi got subbed on.
Oh, was it when he made that breakdown the wing? Because it was a really good break, that.
I think it was about when he hit the bar.
Yeah.
Strength, good pace. Very direct. Anyway, I'll let you go.
Yeah,
sorry.
Take it away. Count yourselves in. Give it your best.
If you like the Vakarigi, scoring late in the game, he just won us a derby. Sunk the blue shades again. If you like the Vakarigi.
You got carried away. Who can blame me?
Do you know what? I prefer the other one.
Yeah, I think I do as well.
Wan-Bissaka.
Yeah. Well, no, there was another Divock Origi one I got sent, which was.
Oh, did you?
Oh, you got one night. We played that blue shite on a Sunday night. And Pickford dropped it on a Rigi's kite. So I remember what a night.
I mean, these are two strong songs. What a Night and Pina Colada. They're up there, aren't they? What was the Wan-Bissaka song to?
Harry Belafonte. Harry
Belafonte. Yeah.
You've got Harry to do the Wan-Bissaka one. You've got to do it.
Wan-Bissaka's the clear winner here.
I think Wan-Bissaka is going to be going through the Rocks machine. Are we all agree?
Hang on a minute, though.
Now I'm 63.
Now you're 63.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
we could just have that as a separate thing.
Wan-Bissaka one's more of a chant to be.
I think the fact you've brought in a guitar, had a rehearsal, and a sound check.
It's all for nothing if we don't put it through.
takes it slightly out the realms of it being a football chant and more of a football song. So.
Yeah, we've decided to bit it off, Mickey.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, Michael. We're going to put you on the internet. It's probably going to go viral again. Let's give Paul his moment in the light. Let's give it to Wan-Bissaka and run it through.
Press that button, mate.
Rocks. My button's not working, you motherfucker.
The way you did that as well. How it is.
Yeah, I swear to God, these buttons are fucking rigged. Let's rocks indeed, Mickey. This is your NASA calibrated scoring system. So give us
rocks,
a look.
It's an anagram. W R O double C S. The W, six sections. The W stands for wit. How witty is it? All marked out of 10. The R is replication. Can it be replicated, copied by other teams? The O is overall shitness. Just how shit is that? C, complexity. How complex is it? C, contagiousness. And then S, silliness. How silly is it? All are marked out of 10, as I mentioned previously. And the maximum score will be 51. It's obviously out of 60.
The maximum score is 60, but 60 isn't the optimum
score.
Oh,
did I say maximum?
You said maximum.
I was really regretting the fact that I didn't say aforementioned. I was screaming at in my own head. You should have said aforementioned. Where was that bloody previously from? You had a good word lined up and you didn't use it, but I'm really glad that mistake has occurred now because I got a chance to use it in the end. 51 would be the optimum score, you are right, Matt, because you don't want it to be too complex and you don't want it to be too silly.
But how complex, Mickey?
How complex exactly would be 4 out of 10, looking at 40%. And just how silly are you looking at a 7? 7 out of 10.
Silly enough
to be silly, but not too silly.
But you don't want to mug yourself, isn't
it? It's a very straightforward, but very scientific. It took a long time, many years, to thoroughly test this theory and system.
To crack the code.
Mm. So we're just going with it. It's the best that we've got at the minute.
It's the best in the world, actually.
Yeah, it is.
It's the only.
It's not the only one, mate, but there are many others.
It's the only NASA calibrated football chant rating scoring system on the planet.
It is, actually.
Like you said some big words to him.
I said lots of them in a row.
Wasn't there a Vauxhall calibrated?
The calibrators.
So the first one would be witty, Mickey.
It's wit. I mean, it's probably going to score a 10.
Can I hear the chant again?
I think we need to hear it again.
Yeah,
Can I just hear the chant again? It was definitely my favourite of the three, but let me just hear it again in terms of the score.
It was beautiful, actually.
1-1-1-Bissaka running up the line. 1-1-1-Bissaka running all the time. 1-1-1-Bissaka running up the line. 1-1-1 Bissaka running all the time. Bissaka plays like a winger. He makes us all want to singer. And he is our greatest defender. Twit, twit, to woo, look out, it's Roy Hodgson. Run up the line, put the crossing in time. Oh yeah, I believe you. Run up the line, put the crossing in time.
Put your cross in time.
Do you know what? The listeners at home don't get to see young Nipper flicking his hair.
It's on YouTube, man. It's on YouTube.
Is it really? Young Nipper flicking his locks around in time with the chant.
Next time you do Guess the Goal, we need to get you to sing it to put a bit of enthusiasm into it. He gets the ball
the
now.
The ball goes near the goal. It's a goal. Everything went forward.
I love that chant. I hope it scores. I hope it gets the score it deserves. So let's run them through.
The wit has got to be. Is it 10 or 12? That's the only issue, isn't it, really?
It's a Maradona.
It's up. It could be Maradona. Mate, twit, twit to woo. Look out. It's Roy Hodgson.
Do you know what?
I'm just going to let that hang.
That is witty.
Do you know what? I don't want to give it 12 because I want to give this a chance, and I feel like the complexity is going to be up there.
It's
either 10 or 12, but I think just because I'm being kind, I want the optimum score. 10. I'm going to say 10.
Let's give it a 10.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. All right, okay. Replication. Okay, let's go with the 12. I'll go with the 12 first, and I'm going to go replication.
I'm giving it a 12 for wit because we know it's going to get trashed.
Going to give it a 1, mate. Yeah.
Any player with 3 syllables works, man.
Yeah,
Jimmy Traore, Ronnie Bell, the lad.
Yeah, but then how does the Roy Hodgson?
Yeah,
the Roy Hodgson. Yeah, look out, it's
Brendan Rodgers. Yeah. Yeah, you're right, it's a one.
Choose a different bird.
Yeah. We go with a 1, are we? Right. Okay, overall shitness.
I mean, the tune alone. The Jamaican accent, the faux Jamaican accent.
No offence with that.
It's not that shit because it's actually really well delivered and sung.
You can't do it without doing the voice. I just did the
restaurant test in my head. You weren't that bad.
Explain to the listeners what the restaurant test is. Obviously, we all know what it is.
I'm sat in the restaurant with the missus and the in-laws. It's quite a formal meal. And then just about.
Have you ordered your starters yet?
Yeah, I think we just had them.
What did you have?
So we just had scallops.
Scallops.
And I really regretted it.
Right, so
yeah, obviously. That's where I always take the in-laws.
It's quite formal as well. Chippy, like,
yeah, please.
Yeah, no, just sit down, Chippy. Like.
Oh, Nash's, yeah.
Near Yeadon, actually. And it's about 20 yards away. What you've got is these people doing whatever they just
these
did.
These people, how dare you? What, you racist? Wait, we're scousers, not these people.
That's not that far.
How dare you?
You're not that bad. What was I saying?
The restaurant test. You sat in a restaurant with the in-laws.
The in-laws.
You're having a nice meal.
And that
you've
happens.
Ordered scallops.
Actually, I think there might be some smiles.
Okay.
It's not too laddie. It's well. It's well sung.
Your mother-in-law could get down to that, couldn't she?
Yeah, it's silly, but I don't think it's that shit. I think it's about a three.
I think it's a three. Yeah. Okay. Do you know what? I think it could be a four.
I think it's. Oh, okay.
We'll take it.
In fact, fuck that. There's one line that goes twit, twit, taroo. Look out. It's Roy Hodgson. It's a three.
It's a three.
All roads lead to that line.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
It's overall shitness. Is it better to have a high one or a low one? I mean, if it's really shit, is it?
You want to be looking at 51 or then. Don't worry about any. Don't get bogged down with the sections, Matt. Just
the algorithm
you've got to constantly keep the broader image in mind.
Okay, it's a four. Complexity.
Okay. So C, contagiousness.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it is contagious, but it's complexity. Have we done complexity yet? We haven't, have we?
I'm trying to curate it, and then you
keep. Sorry.
We give us four for complexity.
I don't know. I should have had a smoke.
The thing is, I think the two are intrintrically linked. I think it's quite contagious.
Okay,
I think by the very virtue of the fact we're seriously fucking confused now, it's definitely scoring higher on complexity than before.
A bit of order, right? I'm just going to bring it back in. Right. We've had wittiness. It's got a 12.
It's a straight one back.
We've had replication. It's had a 1. We've done overall shitness. It's scored a 4. And we're now on to the first C of the two Cs, which is complexity.
Right.
Okay. I'm going to go with a 12. Matt.
Yes, thank you. It's very 12? Complex.
It's fucking out. We only give Bo Rap 30.
It's really complex. It really is.
Yeah.
It is quite complex.
Yeah. It's so complex you couldn't get to the end.
It's a 10. It's not a 12.
It's a 12.
We've not managed it between the three of us in two goes.
Why don't you just... I've not heard a seamless performance yet. It's definitely
true. Yeah.
The second C of the Rock's anagram, contagiousness.
Well, like Nipper did, like aforementioned by Nipper, I think
my captain.
That it is quite contagious, but the complexity is an issue.
It is. It's a stumbling block, isn't it? You want to sing along, but you don't know.
Berserker, running. I think people get that.
That's going to be easy to get on board with.
Yeah, I think we're going to go with an 8.
Okie dog.
Yeah. Silliness. I mean, what?
Look out, it's Roy Hodgson.
Look out, it's Roy Hodgson.
I refer the right honourable gentleman.
It's double figures. It's probably double figures. Yeah. It's double figures. The chance, it's nearer three figures than double.
The eyes
have it. Right, okay. Let's be serious about this. It's the serious scientific system.
Is it Maradona again?
I think it could be a 13.
Ooh.
I think it might eclipse the Maradona and go with just go in into the realm of, you know, massively stupidity. Yeah,
we should explain to the listeners when something excels in its particular category, we actually do score it a 12, which has become affectionately known as a Maradona.
Yeah.
So when something is ultimately shit, it exceeds a 10, it becomes a 12, and affectionately known as a Maradona.
Who scored the perfect score on the span as a goalkeeper?
Yes, he did.
He was the greatest goalkeeper of all time that there never was. We did work out that
episode two. I think.
Yeah, Argentina would have had a clean sheet for the best part of 24 years had they played him in goals.
Had they put Maradona in nets?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
The scores are in, guys. I do like to go around and for pointless reasons and with no end goal in sight, ask you all what you think the score is. I'll do.
There's always a really dark moment, isn't there, man?
I just can't be asked to follow the maths.
I know what the score is. I've added it up.
Go on then.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you guys, like I just said, even though it's pointless, it's a waste of my time, it's a waste of your time.
47.
It's a waste of the listeners' time.
Is it? I hope it's not too low.
47. Tom, 47. Paul?
Sure, that's where it should be.
46.
Fuck me, you drag that
out. I'm going to overshoot it and say 58. 58.
58? Are you in a different fucking room to me?
Yes.
Mickey!
Apparently so.
42.
Oh, Jesus.
How is it not possible?
That's as far away as they could, to be fair. Thomas Ross at the beginning with 47 was our closest. Guys, this is actually our most successful chant of the entire history of Fat Chants. What it's coming at an almost immaculate 50.
Oh my God. Wow, Paul. That's so good, mate.
Thank you, Paul.
Well done,
contribution.
Mate.
An almost perfect score for the very first time.
And if Palace don't pick that up now, what's wrong with it?
I know we've had a 49. I know we've had a 53. Obviously, we're after a 51, but 50 today, seven episodes in. That is our best score yet. Paul,
you've got to give me a little bit of credit as well for my just natural trying to get 51.
It's almost as if you were sat there adding them up on your phone.
I wasn't.
I know you can't use the calculator app on your phone. It's just, that'd be a ridiculous claim to make.
Right,
some dodgy judging.
No, that was really good. That was a great chant, and I think it deserved to be up there. It's quite nice to have somewhere to go as well, isn't it? I mean, no one's got that perfect one yet, so you know.
Anyone listening at home, if you think you can beat Paul's Wan-Bissaka chant and score the perfect 51, you can send it in via our Twitter handle. Tom, you deal with the Twitter nonsense.
Yeah, at Fat Chance Pod. Can I just say though, that song is actual like vindication of the system. Because as soon as I heard that song, I was like, that is as close to perfect as I've ever heard.
That's really shit.
It had everything, mate.
Yeah.
So what we should do is, at the end of this, we should do a quick rendition of it, film it, and we'll at the Palace official supporters club in. Yeah. And we'll see if we can't get it on the chants. We should make that a little thing at the end of each podcast. Ringing original chants. We'll perform them and we'll at the local relevant supporters trust club in whatever. But yeah, well done, Paul. Oh, cool. Fantastic.
Amazing.
Effort there.
With I am sure they'll 51. Tell us all to fuck off as well.
So good.
So that was the first instalment of our chanting. Towards the end of the show, we'll do a couple of established chants. We will run them through the rocks machine, and then the highest scoring chant, be it original or a
Established,
we'll decide which one's the winner at the end. We're going to go on to our features now, Mickey. Which one do you want to
do? Great one, this one. So we've got if you know where the button is, Mark, can we do Dickhead to Hero, please?
From Dickhead to Hero!
Yeah, so we had a couple of really good ideas for this one, and we've opted actually to go with... Do you know what? I think we should do both of them. We'll stay with the football one for the first, and it's someone I think Paul, did Paul say it? And I just thought straight away, yeah, oh, it was Tom, was it? We're going to go with Tony Adams.
Nice.
Yeah, it was Tom, would you like to elaborate on why he was a dickhead? We all know he was a dickhead.
Yeah, well, he was he won the league at Anfield, didn't he? He was in that famous game in 90, but then the following year he went to jail for drink driving.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah,
he got dropped from the England squad.
Yeah, we're talking 91 here.
90. It was Italia 90. He didn't make the squad.
Oh, really?
Tony Adams.
89. So
did Arsenal won it in 90, didn't they? Yeah, they did.
So, like, fast forwarding though, apparently he's the only captain to win the league in 3 decades in this country.
Wow, yeah, because he's 89.
It's not bad going, is it? But in 1990, his career was basically over. He was gone to jail.
Washed up. He's
an alcoholic. He was in rehab.
Yeah, he was. He was really
this was
bad.
Before he got to bomb Caprice, of course.
God, he's had it.
He's come back.
He's done it all, hasn't he, Tony?
Yeah.
What a legend.
Yeah, but and then, yeah, so in 1990, in jail, dropped from the England squad.
Yeah, what a dickhead.
Career in jeopardy.
Drink driving as well. That's the worst of the worst, isn't it?
It must have been really fucked bad. In 1999 when it was pretty much okay.
Yeah. the funniest thing about it was I researched it a bit. I say researched it. I went to his Wikipedia page.
That counts.
And that constitutes his research.
Yeah. The thing that blew my mind the most is the news at the time said, like, Arsenal captain Tony Adams crashed his Ford Sierra into a wall. I was like, mate, how times have changed.
Yeah. Have they though? Because this is a sticking point for me. Do you remember Ant McPartlin recently got done for drink driving?
In a Mini Cooper! I remember thinking, what a waste.
Surely he can buy them one every 30 seconds for however long, however much he gets paid on.
Probably don't want to get noticed though, do you?
Well, then get a fucking taxi.
Especially if you're drunk.
Get a taxi. Pay someone to drive you. You can
I
do,
know, I you, thought
there's
that.
A plethora of fucking options than driving your own Mini Cooper.
Have you been, like, reading a dictionary or something?
Plethora. He bought himself a thesaurus last week.
Not, easy for you to say.
Not only is it terrible, it's terrible.
Classic. Total classic.
I was going to say, where did the toilet paper, but okay, you win.
No, he had a plethora of options to jumping in his own Mini Cooper after a couple of pints. He's so independently wealthy. He could have just... He could have bought someone's car off him at the side of the road for triple the value. How? And asked them to take him.
I've had a few drinks. It'll probably cost me about £400 to get there and back. So what?
Chauffeur?
That just
correct.
Doesn't matter, does it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. It's £400. Let's be honest, it's probably more like £100.
But
it's nothing.
But in 1990, though, do you remember you used to see a football and on the side it would say, this Ford Escort given to Stigging a Bjornaby by
an XR3i.
Like, and it named the dealership on it.
You don't
see that anymore.
They have a similar thing with rugby players now, don't they? Because they've not quite made that kind of
money.
Not quite financially.
Well, there's a lot of sports that struggle, but football at the top level doesn't. No. It has got. I think you're right to bring up, actually. It's got stupid.
Yeah.
Since the Premier League, and especially since the last 15, 20 years, and now the transfers have gone, since Neymar, have gone skyrocket.
Unbelievable.
Just stupid, stupid money. 50 million for a right back.
But you get, when you're talking about cars, you have a player, I think, who's turned out for both of our teams, Jermaine Pennant.
Oh, yeah.
An absolute moron. Of a player.
Of a person.
Of a person.
Oh, he's not that bad.
He was on Jeremy Kyle.
But again, Tony Adams, Arsenal captain, championship winning captain, driving around a Ford Sierra, he left and forgot about a Ferrari at Zaragoza Airport when he was playing for them on loan.
Oh, Jermaine Pennant.
Forgot about it.
Yeah.
He had like £60,000 worth of parking fines because he forgot about it.
That's
he's
amazing.
Idiot.
That's a good story. I like that. Yeah, that's it. I mean, back in the 60s, they got a wage that wasn't even that impressive. It was like, if you want to be a footballer, it won't make you rich.
£100.
I mean, especially in the 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, they got paid at all, and the gate receipts were ridiculous. They were getting 80,000, 100,000 in grounds. They're cramming them in.
Yeah.
So the money was there, but the players weren't getting it at all.
No.
And then it's gradually got improved. I think probably 60s, it started to increase a bit.
It was Jimmy
and then 70s, and then Trevor Francis was the first £1 million player in 78, wasn't he? And you could say that it started getting a bit ridiculous. You know, I suppose it's expensive with the players going for £1 million.
Yeah,
you know, it's a bit ridiculous. Then that was 78, but in like 80s and 90s, you wouldn't be. A lot of players got pubs and stuff like that, didn't they? All right.
Yeah, you know, you retired, you opened a sports shop or a pub.
It was a decent living. Yeah. But
you get a load of old players nowadays, like selling their old medals and stuff like that.
They were your peers. Like when I went to primary school, there was like two or three ex-Liverpool players just backed onto our primary school, but they weren't like mansions. They were like three or four bed centres.
And they were the top of their game.
Exactly. Talking about Tommy Smith, you know what I mean? One of the most celebrated Liverpool captains.
I remember trick-or-treating at David Batty's house. Just lived down the road from me. I mean, he's a Leeds United legend, but, you know, he lived in a nice house in a nice area, but it wasn't a gated community that we couldn't get to. We just used to go knock on his door.
As much as it pains me to admit it,
take a fucking treat.
Eric Cantona used to live at a two up, two down in, like, fucking Salford or some shit.
Yeah,
didn't they?
A lot of players, like gigs and
like
that started in... Yeah, well, it just goes. But now, like, you know, now what you've got now is it's that much money in the game now that the players are getting as well. It's not just the TV people; it is the players as well at the top end. Mm. Players like Jordan Sancho, when the 15 will just go right. I'm moving the family out to Germany.
Yeah,
and they can do that now.
The club will buy the Mara house.
And it's all just that's how. And he's just a 15-year-old, 16-year-old punt. Mm. He's not he's going to make it, because it takes a lot to make it, not just talent, it's attitude as well.
Do you know what, as well, I tell you what, give a 15-year-old kid £30,000 a week and you tell me his attitude isn't going to change, because I know my attitude.
Do you know what,
it's going to stink in a minute,
it'd be hard to stay focused,
of course it would.
I'd go full Kieran Dyer.
Yeah. I'd go full Jermaine Pennant, I think. Yeah. I'd just be leaving Ferraris everywhere. Oh, God, which one is it now?
I've got to drag you back, guys, just because it's my job and it's the reason you don't pay me to be here. I've got to drag you back to Tony Adams.
Oh, yeah.
It was a dickhead. Yeah. He's driving...
Big toe. Sorry, mate.
He's driving around in his Sierra. He's absolutely arsehole. He's doing some fucking...
Was it a hatchback?
He's doing a bit of bird.
I tell you, it's a good job you're here because I have got. I would have. If someone said, "What we're talking about," I would have had any clue.
No, but basically, the only reason he was a hero was because he went on to shag Caprice. Really,
oh, stand for me.
You say that, but also, I don't know if it was the Invincible season or not, but they beat Everton 4-0. And he scored one of the best goals
I've ever seen. Yeah.
Absolutely blew to the net.
Wasn't that the title winning goal as well?
Yeah, that was. Well, I think it might have been. Sealed it. It was the fourth and a 4-0 win. But
yeah.
It was the game that won them the league.
Who did he manage in Spain? Was it like Espanyol or someone like that?
Oviedo, maybe.
But they were playing against like Real Madrid, and then like you just saw all like the Real Madrid's like subs bench, and they were all just like buzzing off him on the side. Yeah, and he's there like giving them instructions. They're just like.
I think the less said about his managerial career, the better. Because when he was at Portsmouth, he kind of gave off the air of kind of like a late 70s hard rock roadie. When he's just sat there, he's like,
I still get some Tony Adams.
When I was on tour with Deep Purple.
Crazy days.
Could have told some things, mate. Ooh.
I've got some stories for you.
Like what? Own shoot.
Fucking hell.
But other than that, total hero.
If we had to summarise then, because there's a lot going on there. Tony Adams, reasons he's a dickhead?
Driving conviction.
Gambling.
Sentence.
He was a gambler, wasn't he? He got in trouble with gambling.
Yeah. Gambler.
Reasons
he's a hero.
He wears
terrible suits.
He just had a great end to his career.
Three titles,
as well.
Three decades.
Yeah. He became an ambassador for a sport, I think, after a little bit, didn't he? It was quite straight.
And he set up a charity to help.
He's a nice bloke.
Yeah. Fair play.
There you go, Tony Adams. From drink driving menace to triple decade championship winning philanthropist. Tony Adams, ticket to hero.
Ticket
to hero.
All right, then.
I try to drag us up to being a bit more highbrow. I've got another.
It's turned into QI.
Sandy Toxic with a wig.
I've got another six words written down that I need to squeeze in here.
It's just like.
It's like Sandy Toxic, but better looking.
Yes, and then.
Ooh, only just. Or not quite.
And in our next section, anti-disestablishmentarianism.
We've got to guess the goal.
So I'm going to say we're going to do another feature.
Yeah, it's Guess the Goal.
It's going to be Guess the Goal.
I'm going to leave this one well alone, by the way.
Do you know what? I've only got two. It's going to be a very quick one, this. It's going to be a very quick Guess the Goal.
Guess the Goal!
Yeah, with the press the button. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? That's a poor volley. Oh, my God!
Steve O'Carrigan!
Yeah!
Big diff! Big diff!
Who was that? Was that Nipper?
Paul, obviously.
Right, are you ready? Here's the second one. This is a final one.
I should just mention to the listeners out there, the reason we get so excited when Paul gets one right is he literally gets everyone every week.
He's a witch.
It's good, isn't
he? A running joke that he's an absolute witch. Pervert.
Okay, then.
A scout pervert.
It's the word psychic. Sorry.
Are we ready? He's running for... What is he doing there? Is it one-on-one?
Is it Father Christmas?
That is it. I can't believe it.
Do it again.
He's moving forward.
He brings the ball forward now.
He's still moving forward. The ball is going forward. Here we go. Because he's one on one. What's he doing there? He's one on one.
Is it a goal or just an event?
It's a goal.
Must be a defender or a goalie.
Well, it was a goal.
What's he doing there? We need more detail, mate. Yeah? Can you name the team and the player?
Right, you ready? Okay. It breaks. Oh my goodness! What's that player doing on a one on one? He strikes it well. Goal!
What's that player doing on a one-on-one? Is it a goalie? Is it a defender?
It is quite it's not bad commentary either.
Oh, Tony Adams.
Tony Adams!
Oh, say Carl!
It was
for those listening at home, that's Paul with another one. Paul with another one.
It was that goal! It was that goal, man! I just tried not to. I was going, don't say anything! It was that goal! Fucking hell. When you went, it was like 4-0. I was like, oh my god, it's the same goal. God.
Paul, 2 out of 2. Another perfect record. Well, how do you do it? How do you prepare for Guess the Goal?
Basically, I just study Derek Acora.
You channel him. You channel Derek Acora. Study him. Man,
he loves Dick.
It is becoming uncanny that you can do that. I mean, do you take yourself somewhere else? Do you take yourself somewhere else?
Mentally?
Is it the quality of the commentary, or do you think it's your talent?
I think we have got a bond, haven't we?
Yeah.
We have got a little bit of a bond.
A little bit.
The unspoken, the unsaid.
That sounds unconvincing.
I'm looking to... I'm thinking this is a bit deeper than it is, but, you know...
No, I agree with you.
I think we have got something going on.
Yeah, how do you put your finger on it?
I'll show you later.
Moving swiftly on.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let's go to the... what the fuck?
We've got a feature, haven't we, Christmas Day?
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? I just remembered as well. Can we not do...
Is this the general shit
Riverside
talks?
Riverside to Ibrox. Section. Have we got to do... We've got...
Are we doing that next week?
Save some ammo. Don't spunk our load too soon.
I really want to do it, though.
Okay,
let's do it. All right,
we'll drop an established chant. And then
we'll drop an established chant and put that one in.
Well, we've not even done the established ones yet.
Nope.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, we've been talking about it. All right, are you ready?
Last one, mate. What's it? Yeah, we have. Really, really quickly, it's the his manager most likely to be coked up on Christmas Day and early birthday. But manager most likely to be coked up on Christmas Day, regardless of whether or not his side is playing on Boxing
Day.
In the day. And you're talking early afternoon.
Pre-lunch.
Pre-lunch. He's just had some smoked salmon, prawn cocktail starter. He just bobs into the bathroom and just nah, a few of them. And then he just comes out and just acts normal in front of his family.
But we all know who it is.
Just pushes his food around his plate.
Yeah, just talks really menacingly at his in-laws. Yeah, really aggressively. And his wife's just going, oh, he's just like this before games. He's just a bit wound up about Boxing Day, you know, trying to make excuses for him. Fucked. Okay. Pardew. Well, Alan Pardew.
Are we doing that now? We're doing the established chance.
No, that was it.
It doesn't require any other answers.
It's Alan Pardew.
It's more of a quiz question.
I'll offer you one other alternative, and I'll explain why. It's Sven-Goran Eriksson. Because can you think of a single possible scenario, good and bad, that if someone said Sven did that, you wouldn't automatically go, yeah, it sounds like something he did. Anything
it's
in the
really
world.
Do anything
like oh, yeah, have you heard some manager was just called kicking puppies to death? Sven-Goran Eriksson, you go, oh, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
Or he's just giving us all his fortune to charity. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I cannot argue with Nipper's logic. And I also want to carry on playing the what would Sven-Goran Eriksson do for you?
Exactly.
We'll just think of the most disgusting things.
Yeah.
We'll genuinely contemplate, would Sven-Goran Eriksson do that?
Would he?
I'd see how far we can
then move on.
Would you be surprised?
I've got another contender. Sorry, just to throw it in. Maradona.
What the fuck were we thinking?
Right. Turn off the lights and go home.
Yeah. I'm going, it's fucking Maradona.
Or fucking Tony Adams. Yeah. Little sneaky ones.
Oh my god.
As a great intro, Paul Merson.
Yeah, it could be Paul. Yeah.
Paul Merson could be player most likely to be coked up. Yeah. On Christmas Day before his lunch.
Ooh, strong.
Well, I'd quite like to give it to you because...
That's awful for Paul.
In fact, can I tell you a story about Paul Merson?
Yes, please do.
I was once on Soccer AM. I was in a dressing room waiting to go on and Paul Merson came in. And we were just sat there, we all looked up, like, fucking hell, it's Paul Merson. He just turned around, picked his suit off the wall and says, hey, lads, I've left a bag in here, has anyone seen it? And we all looked at each other and then he just went, not that kind of fucking bag.
What a legend. What a legend, man.
And we all just looked at each other and went, yes, Merson, you fucking geezer.
You sly old dog.
Merson. Yeah. And do you know what? There wasn't even a bag. It must be a joke he does to all the bands every week.
Yeah, I'm down with the kids. Yeah.
So he just took his suit off the back of the door and he left, and we were
I've
like,
"Got a right, okay.
That's brilliant."
Paul Merson, what a legend.
Which Uncle Nobbs. Which leads us in nicely.
It's almost a seamless, seamless link. Does anybody have a Paul Merson related song they could play us?
Yeah. No. So if only it just happens. Actually, I've brought this guitar as well. How lucky was that? After a gig,
get the guitar.
I was after a gig and I just got stoned in this Premier Inn and wrote this. And then I've just tried to remember it today and I think I've got it. Now, it's Stone Roses, Merson Paradise. Oh, what's that to be called? The Stoned Roses.
The Stoned Posers.
The Stoned Posers on it.
I've not heard this one.
Okay. Us neither, mate.
It's massively shit, but
we're we're doing backing.
Here we go. Riverside to Ibrox, so well he's played them all. His name is Paul, and take you down to the football pitch. If you face him, you will fall to bits. His commentary is second to none.
It's second to none.
He's on TV,
and
that's where he belongs. In my Merson paradise.
Get in there.
That's for Merson.
Do you know what I think? We fucking love that song. Paul Merson.
Yeah.
We need to film it to him and send it to him. I mean, let's be honest, it's wishful thinking, assuming he's got a Twitter or that he can type. But
it's good, isn't it?
If we could somehow get that to Paul Merson to listen to.
I mean.
We'll send the pigeon.
He probably won't have a Twitter.
Okay. I thought, were you unintentionally being witty there?
No. We'll send a pigeon and he went, what him?
I love that. We've got to follow that. So we've dropped an established chant for that, which means we've got two more established chants to go. Scouse Corner, with your established chants, please.
Okay. So this one came from West Brom fans. There's a little bit of a backstory that I'll try to gloss over quite quickly. It's for one of their great rivals, Aston Villa. It was the last game of a friend of the podcast and amateur child scarer, Steve Bruce. It was one it was his last game in charge.
Villa. Is he even an amateur? He's a fucking professional, Jack.
Well, he is now. He's had to stop managing. But it was his last game in charge of the Villa. It was a 3-3 home draw against Preston North End, and someone in the home end lobbed a cabbage at him. So the West Brom fans came up with this absolute beauty for him.
It was the next week, wasn't it, as well?
I think it was the next week, yeah.
Someone loved it. Who brings a cabbage to a football match?
Fair play, man.
It's brilliant.
So do you reckon he just popped the shops?
Yeah,
he just said to his missus, I'm going
to go to the shop to get a cabbage.
I'm not going to match. I'm going to the shop.
I'll see you there, lads. I don't know where I am anymore. That's what went wrong.
They've been to Rotterdam and anywhere, Liverpool and Rome, and now they're throwing cabbages at home, cabbages at home. That is a belter.
Yeah,
as good as that chant was, Nipper, you saw the guys had done me there with your counting. You went, yeah. One,
I know, I did,
two,
I did, I really
three,
did.
Four,
sorry, I pissed
one.
Myself.
They beat.
Yeah, you went on the 5-4.
It was like a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They beat.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2. Come on, join in.
I really like that one. I really like that one just because I have that irrational hatred of Steve Bruce, which I air every time we mention his name, but I do fucking hate them.
He's got a very weird nose. His nose goes a lot of different directions.
Did you see him in Ronaldo's stomach muscles the other week?
No. That was disturbing.
Fuck yeah,
that
was disturbing. Like Jesus in toast,
mate. It was better than Jesus in toast.
Really?
It was.
This is incredible.
It was actually Steve Bruce inside. I'm gonna have to show you.
But also, just as a side bit, Ronaldo's stomach. Of that song. Rotterdam's actually where the Villa won their European Cup.
Oh,
so it works on every level.
Complete. Oh my god, it's almost symbiotic.
Another great word. Imagine if you sat at home making notes. You're gonna
Rotterdam and cabbages.
You're gonna be going to work. You're gonna be going to work tomorrow and just sound like an absolute genius.
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
I've got to give a little bit of running commentary for what's going on in the studio at the minute. Tom is furiously flicking through Twitter.
Running,
furiously flicking through his phone to find a picture of Steve Bruce in Ronaldo's.
It was a hoax.
can I just do a big shout out to whoever was out there at home and thought they'd Photoshop Steve Bruce into Ronaldo's abs for a laugh as a hoax? Because it was everywhere the other week.
Oh, that's good.
Did you see it?
I think you need to cut down on the weed, mate. I really do. It's not really good.
How dare you?
Anyway,
second,
next one.
Second, established chant, please. This needs to be a good one to beat that one. I love a chant about cabbages, so go for it.
I'll tell you what, I'll do a very quick one. I got sent the Clint Dempsey one.
Yeah.
So it's a Fulham one. Well done to the Fulham lot. Don't you wish your striker was
Clint Dempsey? Don't you wish your striker was Clint Dempsey? Don't ya? Don't ya?
Yeah, good work from Fulham, that.
That is a belter. That is a belter.
I mean, I do like that one, but let's be honest, we're going to go with the cabbages one.
Yeah.
This next one's quite a strong contender as well. Is it Jordan Ayew or his brother?
They both played for Swansea.
Yeah, they did.
So it's for the Ayew brothers.
One of them's yet to score, I think, actually.
Yeah. And it's simple but effective.
Boom, 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 let me say Ayew, Ayew. Boom, 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 let me say Ayew, Ayew. Boom, 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 let me say Ayew, Ayew.
I do like that as well, actually.
That is great.
I should write that for him.
It says on the tin.
Girl, you wanna... Yeah, you know, that is... I just wanna bend you down. That's how it goes, doesn't it, at one point? Mm.
Might be hard to get into a chat,
Some trip. I don't know. Yeah, I'll write that rap. Get back to me.
If we have to put one of those three established chants through the rock scoring system...
Cabbage.
It's going to be cabbages, isn't it? Boys, I'm going to press the button. Prepare yourselves to sing the chant to us one more time before we do put it through the scoring system.
Veg of the week as well.
Veg of the week, the cabbage. Boys, one more time, give us the chant. Just remind us of how incredible or how utterly shite it is before we run it through our rocks machine.
Incredible and shite.
Can someone else other than Nipper do the count?
You've been to Rotterdam and everywhere, Liverpool or Rome, and now you're throwing cabbages at home. Cabbages at home.
One, two, three, four.
Five!
Right, I'm going to compare this bit because it was utter chaos last time I let it open it up to the floor. So the first one we've got is wittiness. Out of 10.
I think it's a 10.
8.
Yeah,
man.
I'd say it's a 10.
Nine. It's a 10. Remember, let's remember as well that Rotterdam is where they were, whatever you said before.
Won the European Cup.
Yeah, I tried to remember it, but I couldn't. But let's remember that now. That's a 10.
Remember who the victim is as well. It's a 10.
It's a 10.
It's
Steve Bruce, isn't it?
Oh, this is going to be close, lads.
Repetition?
Difficult. Very difficult because who else is going to throw a fucking cabbage?
Replication.
It's a one for repetition.
Yeah,
Nippers just hit the nail on the head. Who else is throwing cabbages at the home manager?
It's a zero, isn't it? Is it minus? Is it the first minus number?
You've had a few that have been minus, mate, to be fair.
However,
yeah.
It's such a shame that I can't remember my life. It really is.
Can we call the minus a deuf?
Let's just keep it at one, because it's possible, but chances are no.
It's got a one.
Give it a one, mate, you're very kind.
Overall
shitness. 12.
I mean, let's be honest, it's fucking vegetable related for
a start. Beautiful South.
It's the beautiful South. It's pretty.
Okay, well, let's do the restaurant test.
It's quite a sweet one, though. Yeah,
isn't
it?
Sweet one. Would love it, mate.
It's not intimidating.
No, it's quite a sweet song. Very melodic. It's quite sweet.
I don't think it's that high.
Let's give it an 8.
An 8. Okay. Overall shitness. Okay. It's shit, but it's not disgustingly shit. Complexity or complexness or complex?
Not much to it.
Not much to it.
6. Oh, no.
Does that make it good if it's not too complex?
Nipper was a bit edgy about starting it, and that for me says something about the complexity. But you did do
well,
a 5-4.
Well, you don't want a drummer starting.
Yeah, you don't.
In a 4-4, it comes in on.
Yeah, you're just too fancy. All right, it's not bad. I'm going to go with. Do you know what? Do you know what I'm going to go with, mate? And for good reason. It's a 4.
I agree with the 4.
It's a 4. It's a perfect chant in terms of complexity.
Actually, yeah,
it's a really
familiar
good.
Familiar song.
It's
four
a familiar
lines.
Song. It's quite witty. Yeah. You get it going, and then you're off, aren't you? Yeah.
Contagiousness.
I'm going to go with a 20.
I don't quite think it's a 20. Okay. But do you know
I
what?
You need to reassess.
I'm going with a 20.
It's contagious. Beautiful South were known for writing
that
contagious songs.
Beautiful songs, they were popular for a lot of
hey, you can't not sing 15. Along when it comes on. It needs to be out of 10.
Yeah, I'm going with a 15.
15 out of 10 on contagiousness.
There you go.
As the weed kicks in.
Okay. the weed has long since kicked in, my friend.
Silliness.
I've got to stop doing that. I'm going to say steep doing that.
It's fairly silly, but it's not the most silly.
It's cabbage related, Nipper. For fuck's sake.
Yeah, but let's remember the Rotterdam
created.
Circle.
That was a real thing that happened.
It's a real event that happened.
It's not as silly as twit twit to a lookout with Roy Hodgson.
Yeah. Actually, I suppose Nipper makes a very good point. The fact it actually happened. Yeah. It's only silly for the fact it's commentating on a real life event.
It's a documentary. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really witty. It's very witty.
It's a say you've gone from here to.
But let's be honest.
It's a social commentary.
It is a bunch of blokes singing about cabbages as well. There is that other side to it. So I'm going to go with 5.
I'd take a 5. Yeah, 5's good.
Yeah, it's not optimum silliness. But it's there. It's 5.
Yeah.
Again, it's grown men singing about Canada. It's not silly. Okay, Matt. I've got a feeling this could be close, but I wouldn't like to hazard a guess.
It's not that close. Let me tell you why. Repetition really let it down, boys.
What's that
name? It got
repetition.
You slag.
That was good. It scored 46.
Not that type of bag.
46 out of potential 60, and it was a full 7 marks off our optimum rock score.
46
is
alright though, man.
It's not bad. Yeah, it's still a great score, that.
It's fucking
oh my god, did you let me have that 20?
I can't let you manipulate the scoring system.
No, you're right, mate. The scoring system speaks for itself.
It's what the scoring system is. So I can proudly announce that the 7th edition of Fat Chant of the Week is Mr. Paul. I don't know your surname still.
Thomas.
Who was it?
Wan-Bissaka.
Fat Chant of the Week.
Absolutely. Now, we would normally play you out with our Fat Chant of the Week, but what we're actually going to do is we're going to give you an absolute exclusive of our upcoming single release of the Bielsa Rhapsody. Now, this is something we did for the first time here on the Fat Chance podcast. It was a very much winged affair. We were kind of making it up as we went along to a point, but we've since gone into a professional recording studio and we've given the song the bells and whistles that it deserves. As I say, we're going to be releasing it on December the 13th. It is going to count towards the UK charts. If you're a Leeds fan, let's get Bielsa in the charts. If you're not a Leeds fan and you're just sick of the X-Factor bullshit that is churned out week year on year, give it a download as a protest. I don't know, it's up to you. But this is, for the first time ever in the entire universe, Bielsa Rhapsody, the mastered Fat Chance podcast version in its entirety, for the first time ever, never been done before, never been heard before. It's the day.
God damn it, play it, man.
Open your eyes, look up to the skies where Peace.
Little hecking bottom on the bench. Shuck him off, cause he's really, really bossy.